Welcome back to another episode of the Amber May Show. So glad you're joining me today is Jim Tewalt. He's our financial planner. He's joining us today. We're going to be talking about inflation and financial tools to help you with inflation, deal with inflation, and bring some extra wealth to your family. We could start building generational wealth today, and it doesn't cost you a lot of money. That's on today's episode. So please like, share, and subscribe. If you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com, hit the donate button, and donate whatever you feel you can donate. $5, $10, $100, whatever you feel you can donate, go ahead and do that there. Or you can be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. That'd be amazing. Hey, I just wanted to share with you, Hero Soap Company is an amazing soap product. And what I really like about it, it's owned by a veteran. It's made here in the USA, and they give back with every soap purchase to veterans and other first responders, police, firefighters, ambulance, paramedics. So they give back to first responders. So I really like this company. One of my favorite scents they have right now, it's a brand new scent called the Old West. It smells amazing. So go to herosoapcompany.com, use my name, Amber May, to save some money and go get yourself some Old West. You're going to love it. And you know what? If you do the subscription, it always comes to your house, and you're never going to have to run out of soap, because that has happened to us a couple times. But you got to go check out Hero Soap Company. The links are in the description, or you go to theambermayshow.com under the promo section, and you can find the links there too. herosoapcompany.com. Promo code Amber. Without further ado, I'd love to introduce you to and welcome Jim Tewalt back to the program. Show. So glad that you joined on this episode, because we have our financial planner in the house, Jim Tewalt. Welcome to the show. So glad to have you back.
Hey, good morning, Amber. It's great to be back. I love being on the air with you. It's always a lot of fun. It's informational. So thank you.
You know, there's so much out there. And what I like about what we do every single month together is our goal is to get people financially literate, because there really is no place per se where people can really find the ins and outs on how to be financially literate. Right. And maybe by design. Honestly, it's probably by design. I think the ultra rich don't want any competition with middle class. So I don't know, maybe not, but that's my theory and I'm sticking to it. And so there's so many things that we can talk about, especially going on in the world. And so I want to educate our viewers and listeners, like, how do we combat all these financial challenges? And you have practical advice that, you know, I've listened to you over the years give. And also when your clients come in, you give practical advice. So the challenges facing us today, and one of the biggest challenges facing us is inflation. If I could show you an article really quick, this is coming from CNBC. Yeah, it's mainstream media, but, you know, sometimes we can get a gist of what's going on in the world by seeing what the other side is talking about. And they're saying that they're not sure if the interest rates are going to be high enough to stop inflation. So maybe you can give us a little insight. What does that mean? How is interest rates playing a role in stopping inflation? In my mind, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, I would think like maybe cut back spending. So let's talk about inflation, because here we have inflation affects Social Security. Another article, this is from USA Today, how inflation will affect Social Security increases, income tax provisions for 24. And when I'm looking at the COLA, which is the cost of living adjustment, they're not getting a whole bunch of money. It says in this article, the average monthly Social Security retirement benefit is currently around just under $1,800. So an increase in their range of 3 to 3.5% would add $54 to $63 a month for Social Security. I don't see how this is really keeping up with the cost of living with the COLA, because adding $54 or $63 to Social Security is, in my mind, is not keeping up with inflation. So let's talk about inflation, things we can do to help ourselves with that.
Well, let's talk about inflation. And first of all, if we think about Social Security, what is one of the things that gets talked about the Social Security system all the time? We're running out of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if we're running out of money, why are we talking about increasing the Social Security benefit? Somehow in my peanut brain, that does not make sense. If we're running out of money, let's spend more. Well, let's see, that doesn't equate with me. Not the most brilliant guy on the face of the earth, but my math teacher, Mr. Stefan, said, "You're going to need this stuff someday, Jim." And I said, "Nah, I'll never need it." But he was right, I was wrong. But even in my peanut brain, I cannot, that does not make sense to me. But let's go back to, inflation. Why do we have it? People want more. Even the Bible says that the man is not satisfied. He always wants more. No matter how much he's got, he always wants just a little bit more. Famous financial gentleman years ago, I'm trying to think of what his name was, if it was Rockefeller, might have been John D., when they asked him, how much money is enough, John D.? And he had quite a bit at that time. He said, well, just a little bit more. So as long as people want higher paychecks, as long as they want a bigger house or nicer things, or more money for doing the same service, or more money for the same product, as long as people want that, as long as shareholders want their companies at the stock that they own to make more money, they want the increasing dividends, you're going to see inflation. It's just a fact of life. I'll go back to when I was about 19 years old. One of my first jobs was working at McDonald's. They paid me 80 cents an hour and all I could eat. And in about 2 weeks, they dropped the all I could eat part of my compensation. I was a teenager. I was about 125 pounds, but I could pack it away. So that's probably why I'm 180 today. let's just look at McDonald's. It's a great example of how to combat inflation. If you go to McDonald's today, can you buy a hamburger for 15 cents? That's what they were back when I was working there. Right. Shakes were a dime. Sodas were a dime. French fries were a dime. If you went in today and burgers were 15 cents and drinks were a dime, you would have thought you died and went to heaven. So today, if Mary and I, my wife and I go to McDonald's, it's $20 and we share. So obviously, it's a lot more expensive than it was when I was working for them. However, we make more money than we made back then, too. I don't make 80 cents an hour anymore. I've gotten a few raises along the way. I'm doing a little bit better than that. Thank you, Jesus. But so today, it costs a lot more money to go to McDonald's. So if you're invested in a company like McDonald's, who's able to raise their prices to keep pace with inflation, that's what you're looking for in how do I combat inflation? Let's talk about the government raising interest rates just to slow down inflation. Well, what causes inflation? Let's go back to counterfeiting money. You and I are not allowed to print our own money. Now, why is that? Why don't they let us do it? It's a free country. What the heck? We should be allowed to do what we want to do, right? Well, if we print money, it has no backing to it. It has no intrinsic value to it. Now, if the government prints money, however, wait a minute. It's fiat currency. It has no intrinsic value to it either. Oh my gosh. So if we print more money, and then we wonder why we have more inflation, and then we have to raise interest rates to stop the inflation train that we just sent down the track. How much is enough? I don't know. All I know is that the government, God bless them. It's human beings just like you and me. I pray for them on a regular basis. I'm going to honor them because that's what my God says to do. But do I agree with everything they're doing? Heck no. It's a fact of life, and we're never going to stop it because human nature is to want more. And as long as a union can go to the auto workers and say, we want 40% more money and get it, think that the price of the motor vehicles is going to stay the same.
True.
The price of burgers has gone up so that the employees can get $17.50 an hour or whatever it is that they're getting right now. Heck of a lot more than 80 cents. I mean, I could really complain at 80 cents, but so they're doing much better today. So what's going to happen is the price of goods is going to go up to cover the cost of the workers. And there's some economies that come along the way. You know, we can get automatic hamburger flippers, automatic French fry makers, and eliminate the, you know, the jobs there for the people. But that's not good. I think people should be working. We should be productive. So, but if people, if they get a little bit too crazy on their demands for more money, then that can push employers to just automate more. And if you automate more, you're out of a job. So, you know, think about it. It's good to want more. Everybody wants more. I want more. I want to work harder, make more money. There's nothing wrong with that. However, if you push things too far, they get out of control. And that's what happens. And now, you know, inflation got out of control last year. It went from, you know, just a couple percent up to 7 or 8%. Just like an electronic, just like a Tesla heading down the highway, 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. And boom, here we were. And now we're trying to figure out, since we're going down to the end of the highway, there's a barricade there and there's a cliff. How do we stop this thing? Mm-hmm. And so we raise interest rates to stop it. And then we have to raise Social Security benefits because a lot of people have not planned for their retirement. And so they reach their retirement years about, I think it's around 50% of them reach their retirement years with no money. We've talked about this before with the, what they call the 100-man story. Mm-hmm. When I started in the financial industry years ago, I won't tell you how many years ago, then you'd know how old I was. Let's just say I'm in my early hundreds for the sake of argument. And but when I started in the industry, there was a story that the Social Security Administration put out called the 100-man story. And basically it said this: out of 100 people starting their careers and reaching age 65, about 4 of 100 would be independently wealthy. I think another would be working, or another 10, 15, I should have the numbers up here, but let's just say another 10 were working, not necessarily because they wanted to, because they had to. About 29 of 100 were dead, and the rest were dead broke, forced to live off of Social Security or charity because they had not planned. I just saw the 100-man numbers recently, and the recent numbers were 5 of 100 were independently wealthy, and the rest of the numbers basically had not changed. Mm-hmm. So in years in business that I've been in, with all of the financial people running around the landscape, with all of the gurus, Famous Dave and the Wonderful Waitress Gal, with all of these people giving all of this advice, we have not changed the numbers. And I think that it's just pathetic.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Do you love coffee? Well, you're not alone. Over 150 million Americans drink more than 400 million cups of coffee each day. But does your coffee love you as much as you love it? According to the University of Santa Maria in Brazil, the average coffee today contains up to 117 pesticides and over 30 mycotoxins. And long-term pesticide and toxin exposure has been linked to many health issues such as Parkinson's, asthma, depression, anxiety, ADD, ADHD, cancer, and more. So perhaps the problem is in your cup of coffee. But don't worry, Java Boost Coffee is here to help. With Triple Lab tested organic coffee, coconut cream, ginger, turmeric, and the newly discovered muscadine grape with over 100 antioxidants, and better still, no pesticides, mycotoxins, there's no roasting, brewing, grinding, measuring, or even sweetening. Java Boost Coffee reduces hunger and cravings, stabilizes blood sugar, and promotes mental energy and clarity. Just add a scoop of Java Boost to hot or cold water, and you're ready to enjoy the delicious cup of gourmet, healthy coffee for less than $2. How much are you paying for your unhealthy 117 pesticide and mycotoxin coffee? Look, we all love to drink coffee. Let's drink coffee that loves us back. Let's drink Java Boost Coffee. Simply go to cuppahealth.com today. That's cuppahealth.com. Be sure to use the promo code AMBER and save 20%. You can even order a single sample of Java Boost coffee for just $1 and try it before you buy it. Just go to cuppahealth.com and use the promo code AMBER and save 20% today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Artis, and you're watching me live on the Amber May Show. Stay tuned.
So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplements section and purchase this and use promo code AMBERMAY, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AMBERMAY. Are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
You know, Nixon took us off the gold standard, and that was really a horrible thing in my mind that happened to us, because that allowed the government to spend whatever they wanted no matter what. And you talked about that in your paper you sent me with Pew Research, that, you know, if you and I did what the government's doing, we, like, for instance, would you run your home budget in constant state of deficit? What makes you think the government can do it? We have been in a constant state of deficit ever since Nixon took us off the gold standard, because we basically, before it was like you had a dollar to back by gold, dollar, gold, dollar, gold. And then when we're off that standard, now we have just a blank check that the government thinks they can write whatever they want. We just had a debate this last weekend, and then my state congresswoman, my federal congresswoman, she said that she didn't know if they were going to be able to negotiate enough to where they could maybe have a small period of time where they could keep hashing out appropriation bills, but they were able to hash out enough before September 30th that they got 70% of the federal government funded. And then we had a lot of debacle with McCarthy going back against his word with the Freedom Caucus, and he capitulated, extended the spending gap bill to November 30th, I believe. And it really frustrated a lot of members in the House, because they keep wanting to push Ukraine on us, Ukraine, spending money on Ukraine, 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 even though we have a wide open border. It's more important for them, because I believe there's a money laundering scheme going on. I think that's why we had endless wars, because people were profiting off of these endless wars, and people somehow are profiting off of Ukraine. We know they obviously got money. We do know for a fact they got money with the crypto guy who had dealings with Ukraine, that Sam Friedman guy. So would we run our house the same way the state, the federal government's doing? And that is also contributing to inflation, right?
Right. So the types of things that we're talking about, again, I've lived a fairly long period of time. I won't tell you how long, but you know, fairly long period of time. I have seen these types of things before. In fact, it was in the 1970s that I was working for a guy up in Wisconsin, an insurance guy, and he was pretty up to speed on just all of the crazy things that the government was doing. So we started talking about them, and I started listening. He did most of the talking. But so I've heard all of these stories since then. And, you know, the stories don't change the characters. It's like the same play with different characters. You know, as the characters get old and die off, you have to bring in new actors. So we have new actors on the scheme, on the scene, but basically doing the same kinds of crazy things before. So I cannot control that. However, one thing, there's a couple things that give me hope. One of them is that as a believer, I see in the scriptures that when Jesus was walking the face of the earth, he called his 70 disciples and he said, I want you to go out from town to town and preach the good news. Now, what was the good news? Well, Jesus was still alive. So the good news at that time was not that he went to the cross to pay for our sins or to take a whipping before the cross and pay for our healing or to pay for our provision. The good news was at that time, he said, the kingdom of God is here on earth. Mm-hmm. So we have a choice to live in the world system or live in the kingdom system. And to a certain extent, we have to be in the world system. I still pay taxes all the time. Otherwise, they want to come and get me, take things away from me. So I have no problem. You know, this is arguably the greatest country on the planet. If I have to pay taxes to be a part of it and make it work, hey, I'm going to do that. Do I like the way all of the money is spent? No. But am I going to stop paying taxes? No. So in my scheme of things, or what I'm interested in doing, is taking people like the people that listen to this show and showing them how to survive and even how to thrive in the midst mm-hmm. of the craziness. Mm-hmm. And what I've seen over the years is that there's ways to do that. I'm never going to stop, what the Biden family is doing, and arguably everybody's got their point of view on that, or what Trump's doing. Everybody's got their point of view. I turn on the internet in the morning, and it's the usual Trump thumping. Mm-hmm. He gets a drubbing every day, mm-hmm. and then once in a while they throw in Hunter Biden or Joe Biden just for I'm not sure why, but yeah, and they're all doing crazy things, is what mm-hmm. I'm saying.
Yep.
So when it comes down to how do you deal with that, and Amber, you made a great comment. We would never run our personal budget, or we wouldn't do it for long. I guess some of us have tried, but we would not run our personal budget like the government runs its budget, spending on deficits all the time and printing money in order to make the big ball keep rolling day to day. At some point, the fan blades are going to get hit. But when is that going to be? Well, back in the early 70s, the gentleman I worked with said he drew a parabolic curve. And, the parabolic curve, that just means you go up, 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 and like this, and there's only a limit to the upside. Eventually, you come back down. Well, the come back down thing hasn't hit yet. And arguably, as bad as it is in America today, we have it better than most of the countries in the world because we do have a pretty dynamic economy. And that's something that a lot of countries don't have. We're screwed up, but they're even worse screwed up than we are. So we're looking pretty good at this point. Do you know of any,
as far as the BRICS nation goes, do you think that was a ploy to keep their economies going? Or do you think it was twofold, maybe to try and take a financial hit to the American people and also try to boost their own economy? Do you know the economic status of those countries like Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa? Do you know, especially China, do you know what it looks like for them financially?
Well, I know that China is struggling financially at this point. Their economy is not that strong. They have an aging population because of some crazy decisions that they made back at the time when they were drowning female babies. Those are the ones that reproduce, guys, come to your senses. Well, they are now, but it took them a while. So they made some crazy decisions, and now those chickens are coming home to roost. So the BRIC nations doing what they're doing, buying up gold and so forth. It may work for them. It may not work for them. I think one of the greatest things that America has going for it, if you want to know the truth, it's what happens between here and here. We have a freedom. We have freedom in this country. We have people that think actually in this country. We need to elect more of them.
That's my yes.
Political comment for today. We need to elect more of them if we can get them to serve. But we have people in this country that are still industrious, that still will find a way to make things work, find a way to make things work better. And I think that we have more of them than are in other countries. You can't suppress thinking and then expect people to think out of the box. And I'm not saying that people in China, Japanese people, Chinese people, very well educated, very mm-hmm. smart people, very mm-hmm. industrious people. Mm-hmm. But I think the thing I've seen over the years with a couple of world wars and so forth is what they call Yankee ingenuity. You put us in a situation where our leaders are gone, they've been shot down. You take a private or a corporal, and most of those people would come up with ways of getting things done that other people couldn't think of. And I think that's a big factor. I think the God factor is a big factor as well. This country was started with the idea that it was God's idea. And it was a divine thought that went into it. And I think that it's still a juggernaut at this point. We're doing a lot of things wrong. And eventually we will, if we keep doing what we're doing, we're going to shoot ourselves in the feet long enough to cause a mortal injury. But as bad as we are, there's still a lot of good things that are happening here. So
how did Americans overcome the hyperinflation of the 1970s? What happened? What did people do? How did we recover from that? Can you give us insight? Because I wasn't around back then, so I don't know.
Oh, I was around during that time. And I remember waiting at the gas pump to get, there'd be 25, 30, 40, 50 cars just waiting to get in and get gas. Things happen in cycles, and they happen in cycles because human beings try to influence them. We try to do things. It's like the weather. Ben Franklin knew that the weather was in cycles. Back in the 1970s, if you see some of the movies then, they were not all about global warming. There was going to be an ice cap. We were all going to be living in igloos, and the ice was going to cover the world, and we were all going to die a frozen, horrible death. Well, and now we're going to, everything's flip-flopped, and it's global warming. So what I'm going to say to our listeners is this: look, this kind of stuff is going to go on all the time. It's like, I'm a football fanatic, and my team is the Green Bay Packers. And obviously we got a new quarterback this year. He's done some good things, but welcome to the NFL. He met up with the Detroit Lions, which, they were pent up frustration of years, and they took it out on us Thursday night. So, so in a game, you come into a game with a game plan, and you're going to run your game plan. And what the opposition is going to try to do is confuse you. Mm. They're going to try to overrun your game plan. They're going to give you head fakes. They're going to try to show you defenses that you haven't seen before. Everything to knock you off your game plan. Usually, you have to make some adjustments to your game plan. I'm not saying we don't, but you have to have a game plan. You have to have a game plan that works, whether the market is up or down, whether inflation is here or not. In fact, inflation is going to be here. You just accept that fact. We're going to have inflation. Sometimes it's going to be worse than others, but it's going to be here. It's always been here. It's always going to be here as long as there's human beings on the planet, as long as there's people in office that get in office because they make promises to us, whether they keep them or not. They don't even have to keep them anymore. All they have to do is make the promise. I will give you an ice cream cone if you vote for me. Maybe the guy's never even seen an ice cream cone, has no idea what it is, but he knows you like it. So he says, hey, vote for me. I'll give you the ice cream cone. You vote for him. We all know how that story works out. Sometimes the government does good things, sometimes they don't. So how do we function in the meantime?
Yes, how do we function?
In the meantime, and this is my mantra, you find companies that are making money that are able to adjust prices, even though inflation is going up, and stay in business. They have a moat, what's called a moat. They have a product or a service that they provide that people want, whether the market is doing well or, you know, whether we're having inflation or not. I talk a lot about McDonald's. McDonald's is a company that has made money for, you know, for a pretty long period of time. They went public, I think, in 1962. In 1974, I believe it was, they started paying dividends to their shareholders, and they've been a great story since then. I have a client that one time that told me he does not like McDonald's, and he told me, if you ever put McDonald's in my portfolio, I'll fire you. So I said, okay. Yeah, I didn't put McDonald's in his portfolio. And then about a year later, I asked him, so why would you fire me if I put McDonald's in your portfolio? And he said, well, they're killing people with their food. And so I said, okay. So about a year later, we had another conversation. And I'll call him John. You know, I'll call him by his real name. I said, John, you know, I want to tell you that McDonald's is really not killing people with their food. People come in to commit suicide because they like the taste. But the company's making a lot of money. So about a year later, we get in this conversation. I tell them how much money that McDonald's is making and how they keep increasing their dividends and so forth. And this guy says to me, do you think I should have McDonald's stock in my portfolio?
Yeah, like 2 years ago. I said,
John, who are you and what have you done but my friend John? So, yeah. But here's what I'm saying. There are ways to make money in the market and outside of the market. There are financial mechanisms out there that you can use to increase your income. And I'm all about, and I preach this all the time, building predictable streams of increasing income. That's how you're going to fight inflation. Mm-hmm. That's how you're going to combat inflation. Own some gold, own some silver, own some something that's tangible. Mm-hmm. If you own real estate, that's tangible. Yes. If you own stocks in good companies, that's tangible. If I own a share of McDonald's stock, I'm actually one of the owners of the company. And we have to get this through our thick heads. It's just not some nebulous market that people are manipulating. Of course, people are manipulating. People will manipulate. They have manipulated from the dawn of time, and they will continue to manipulate mm-hmm. until Jesus returns.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe even after that for a while. But basically, until Jesus returns, people are going to do what people are going to do. That's just, so if you want to win the game, you got to have a good plan. You got to execute that plan, and you have to ignore the head fakes and all the other crazy things that are going on. We just sent out an email blast to our clients. And in one of the things that it said in the email blast is this, and I thought this was a great comment. I wish I would have invented it, but I didn't. I got it from somebody else. So, but the comment was, good investors wear noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And you think about it, you know.
Yeah.
What drives good companies, it's their balance sheets, mm-hmm. if they're making money. You know, the government can be doing all kinds of crazy things. They can be raising taxes, lowering taxes, creating incentives, making it more efficient to hire workers in India than in America. We've tried all these crazy things, all these short-term fixes, and most of them don't work, very honestly. So I watch them happening. I can't control them. I wish I could. Some of these people, I'd like to grab them by the shoulders and shake them up a little bit, but hey, I can't do that. And society today kind of frowns on that kind of behavior anyhow. And besides, as a Christ follower, it's, it's kind of off the book for me. So,
I think your strategy with bringing in that predictable stream of income, because the companies that you use have had dividends for years and years without missing a year.
Yeah.
And I like that idea, because I think you're the first person that I've come across to teach me that strategy. And I think it's a brilliant strategy. And when you bring your clients in, you show them this Excel sheet that you created with certain types of, and you even can bring it up on what certain websites that you follow as a financial planner to show the predictable streams of income that these companies have made. And then I like that you touched on gold and silver, because the way we do gold and silver is we're not trying to scare people into putting all their retirement into gold and silver. We want you to have gold and silver because like he talked about earlier in the show, if our money went to nothing, at least you know you have something to trade with. It makes me feel better knowing I have some real currency in my house somewhere. It makes me feel better that way. And we talk about inflation, and we have that commercial we do about a man's suit and how, and you even talked about McDonald's. And if you had, you could buy, you know, with some junk silver, you could have bought McDonald's back then, right? With your junk silver, but you could still buy that McDonald's today with junk silver. You know what I mean? So what it does is it keeps up with inflation. That value of gold and silver goes up and down depending on the value, you know, depending on demand. But it keeps up with inflation, so your money is never completely devalued if you have some gold and silver in your portfolio. So that's kind of how we do things at EPS Wealth Management. We kind of say you should own some, but don't put all of your eggs in one basket. Kind of do this, then have your stream of income with your stocks. And then we also try and educate our clients, get your kids started early. You know, you could build wealth early in your family by simply opening a life insurance policy for your kids that brings cash value to it. Because I read an article as I was researching for this program, and it's talking about how some of the first starter cars for these young people are almost the same as the first year at a university, at a public university. I mean, so how are people going to want their kids to be independent? It's going to be really hard unless they started doing it early on. And one easy way to do that is getting your premiums are going to be really cheap with children. So you start building a cash value life insurance policy that's guaranteed, because you'll have a contract with the life insurance. They can't negate on their guarantees that they had made you in your contracts. So you're going to have cash flow coming in. And then we do our be your own banker with these policies. And there's certain policies that we do it with. You can't just do it on all of them. And that's why when some of the gurus say only term, that's like a very tunnel vision in my mind, because life insurance is a financial tool. It's not just for death benefit. So if the financial gurus are just saying term for a death benefit, if that's the only thing you want to use it for, okay. But there's so much more you can do with life insurance than just have it for a death benefit. We talk to our clients all the time about the hybrid life insurance that helps protect you, gives you money in case you need or have a long-term care episode. People aren't planning for that right now. In their working years, people aren't thinking that someday I'm going to need a nurse to take care of me possibly, because we just don't know what the future has for us. We could feel very healthy and strong one day and the next day have a stroke or a heart attack we didn't see coming. And then maybe you need a nurse to come in and take care of you, or are going to a medical facility. So you can use life insurance for that. I mean, the wealthy have been using the be your own banker policy for a long time, and middle America didn't know that existed. So that's what me and Jim are trying to do, and educate on the different financial tools to help combat against inflation, to give you some income. Because you also talked about in the Hunter Mann story, a whole bunch of people are not going to be ready for retirement and are going to either be needing to work because they have to, or they're going to be living off of charity. And I know a lot of people don't want to live off charity. Their pride just doesn't want them to live off charity. And I get that.
Right.
So you have great financial tools to help combat against this inflation that you educate your clients on.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
In the early 1900s, like in 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, WealthManagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like some, to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
Hello, this is Tanya Joy from Beauty for Ashes, and you are watching The Amber May Show.
Hey friends, I want to tell you what I recently did. I broke away from the big three. I was tired of the woke mogul, and I wanted to go to a Christian conservative company that I could trust, that support the organizations that I value, and that is Patriot Mobile. So when you go to patriotmobile.com/Amber, you are going to get free activation. It is super easy to get started to switch from the big three to Patriot Mobile. They'll walk you step by step. It is not difficult at all. And I've had tremendous service since I made the switch. So I recommend, if you want to vote with your wallet and support a company that supports your values, go to patriotmobile.com/Amber and save on a free activation. So that's patriotmobile.com/Amber. Now the links are in the description below or on my website at theandermayshow.com/promo. So check that out. So it's time to vote with our wallet, ditch the woke mobile, and go to a Christian conservative mobile. And that is patriotmobile.com/Amber. You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
There are certain things that are just kind of the foundation. Today, if you look at the social media, there's not too much talk about foundational things. Everybody wants to make a lot of money very quickly. If you look at most of the media ads, it's how to be a millionaire in 60 seconds or less.
Yes.
Honestly, those things sound good, but people that do that type of thing are, you know, becoming a millionaire in 60 seconds or less, because people who were dumb enough to fall for that stuff gave them the money. So what we really try to do, Amber, is bring people back to having just showing them how things work. You brought up life insurance, a great example. Wealthy families have used life insurance for years to promote the influence of their family. They recognize that life insurance is a great money leveraging tool. You pay a smaller premium, you get a larger death benefit, and you can pass tax-free wealth on to the next generation using life insurance. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the Great Depression in 1929. People were ready to jump out of windows until they realized that they had cash in their cash value life insurance. Walt Disney was trying to get Disney World going. He could not get it going until he figured out that there was cash in his cash value life insurance. And that's what enabled him to start Disneyland. What we're trying to do with people is, if you're concerned about the banking system today, be your own banker. Use a specially designed life insurance policy that can hold cash on a tax-deferred or tax-free basis, pay you a good interest rate, make that money available, and then allow you to borrow your own money out of the policy while the company is paying you interest on the money that you borrowed out. Mm-hmm. I know this sounds too good to be true, but it does work. It's there. So, but you can use those kinds of contracts to build your own wealth. You know, example, years ago when you could buy a house for $100,000, not too many of those are available today, at least that you'd want to buy. But if you put it on a 30-year mortgage, just for easy math, you were going to pay $300,000 for that house. $100,000 for the house, another $200,000 in interest. And that's when interest rates were a little bit more benevolent than they are today. Mm-hmm. So basically, if you look at a loan, at a mortgage loan today, if you're paying $300,000 or $400,000 for a house, you're going to probably pay $1.2 million before you're done in interest, you know, in the cost of the house. So why pay it to another financial institution if you can pay it to yourself? Mm-hmm. Why don't families work together as families to create family wealth and get themselves out of the rat race? Mm-hmm. That's what we're trying to show people how to do that. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get them to think through decisions. You know, one size decisions like buy term and invest the difference. Well, that sounds great. And it makes a lot of money for the people who promote that type of thing. But the fact of life is that after you buy the term insurance initially for 20 years or 25 years, two things happen. Mm-hmm. Number one, your need for life insurance doesn't go away. But number two, you ain't as young as you were when you bought in the first place. And if you measure your middle, it's bigger than it was. Your health ain't as good as it was. Yep. And you're probably not going to get the cheap term for the cheap price. In fact, you may not be able to get it at all if your health has gone down if you've taken up, you're driving long-haul trucking, doing long-haul trucking over frozen lakes, or you go out and throw dynamite sticks for fun on the weekends. You're probably not going to get life insurance that way. So instead of buying a policy that's going to pay if you die, we talk to people about, hey, why don't you buy a policy that's going to pay when you die? And by the way, in the meantime, it's got a lot of other features and benefits that can really help you financially to grow your wealth and to sustain your wealth and manage your wealth and leave a financial legacy to your kids and your grandkids.
Right. So, and then what you could do is have a trust with Jim Tewalt, because he is a certified legal document preparer. And let's say you want to put your life insurance policy in your trust, because when you die, maybe, you know, your kids like really want to buy that Maserati, but you really want your kids to invest in their future and maybe buy a house. You can use that money in a trust. And even though you've passed on, you can direct how your funds are used. Even when you pass on, and you can only do that in a trust. Right. If you just have a will, you can't really do that. But if you have a trust and you have your life insurance in the trust, then you can direct how your trust money is going to be delivered to your children. Also, we don't have a control over who our children marry. And I love how Jim always brings up toxic spouses. Let's talk about toxic spouses.
Well, if you, you know, and we've, you've done very well. You married and you have a great guy. And but some of us didn't pick so well on the first time around, or some of us, you know, not only did I didn't pick all that well, but I wasn't, you know, what you'd call the catch for her either. I was young and dumb. And so I was a handful as well. So if you get married today it's sometimes it's hard to find, you know, good gals. We talk about you go up on the altar and you say, for richer, for poorer, for better, for worse, I'm taking you now for the rest of my life. Well, I took that pretty seriously when I said it. I was pretty afraid when I said it, but I took it seriously. And on the second time around, God gave me a great gal. We've been married for 46 years. So what I'm saying here is that when it comes to the financial services industry, and we've brought up a number of different things. Amber just talked about the estate planning a little bit, and how if you're going to leave an inheritance to your children and your children's children, why not do it in trust, so that if there is a toxic spouse laying out there, or if some of the kids get sucked into the drug culture, or if they, some of them just, you know, some of them are good money managers. So all my kids are great money managers, but there are some kids out there that can't rub two sticks together and come up with warm wood when it comes to finances. Well, if you have that kind of a situation, recognize it and set up your estate plan to take care of that. Don't put $1 million in the hands of a kid that, you know, would spend his last nickel at the ice cream stand. You got to think about what you're doing here. And that's, we've lost that ability to do this in this country to a greater degree. But let's just think about what we're doing and set things up in a way that they're likely to work. Mm-hmm. So a good estate plan is important. Investing in companies that have been around for 30, 40, 50, 60 years, have paid dividends to their shareholders for 30, 40, 50, 60 years, have increased those dividends every year for 30, 40, 50, 60 years. When you have a company that can do that, they're a well-run company. They're not likely to fall off the face of the earth anytime soon. It's possible, but it's not likely. And if you have a good portfolio of a number of those types of companies, you're probably in pretty good shape for the future. At least it's a lot better than just speculating. Now, I'm all for speculating. I love speculating, but I don't believe that buying lotto tickets is a good retirement plan.
Yeah.
And in a lot of stocks people are buying, or even in the digital world, there are some people that make tons of money. There are some people that get their head handed to them on a silver platter with an apple in their mouth. Why take the chance? Mm-hmm. If you want to do some of that stuff, put the basic foundation plan in place first. And then if you want to take some money and go out and swing for the fences, do crazy things, I'm all for that. I do that. I love that. But I want the basic foundation plan in place first. So that's what we try to do here. We're going to talk to you about all areas of your financing. If you're in debt, we're going to try to help you get out of debt. Dave Ramsey has some great tools for that, some great teaching on that. That system, by the way, has been around ever since Noah built a big boat and started loading it up with animals. That's an old system, but it's a good system. Dave has made a lot of money on that system. And I say kudos to you, Dave. Getting out of debt is really, really important. But investing in things that are likely to go away is also important. Real estate is good. Stocks are good. There are certain annuities out there that are great for people that don't like the stock market. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like the stock market, if you can't sleep at night buying stocks, for crying out loud, why wreck your health trying to do it? You know, mm-hmm. I had a gal one time that she gave us, I think it was a pretty nominal sum of money, around $80,000. And then she called up about a month later and she said, I can't sleep at night. I'm breaking out. And I said, well, don't wreck your health over your stock portfolio, for crying out loud. We actually sold her out. She came away. She made a couple thousand dollars. So she was happy. And we actually introduced her to a fixed annuity where we could accomplish pretty much the same goals and objectives without subjecting her money to the vagaries of the stock market. So there's a lot of good financial tools out there. A good planner will know what they are and know how to use them. It's like having a good handyman come to your house. If a handyman comes to your house and he only has a hammer on his tool belt, throw him out right away. I mean, a hammer is great, but it's not the best tool for all the jobs.
So how do people reach you if they want to talk to you about how they're going to help themselves with inflation, the issue of inflation, and protect themselves in retirement? How do they reach you?
They can call. We have a 1-800 number. It's 1-800-4-TEWALT. That's turtle, elephant, wallaby, alligator, lion, and turtle again. Or 623-537-3657 is our local number. Or go to epswealthmanagement.com or iloveeps.com. They'll all get you to the same spot and you will find us. We will give you a free initial conversation. We could call it a consultation, but conversation is much more fun. And during that time, you can ask any questions you want to ask about your finances. We can look at things if you'd like. and we'll give you a second opinion on them. But our goal is, frankly, to fulfill a 3 John 2 in the Bible. And the 3 John 2 says this, one of my favorite verses. It says, "Beloved," and this is God speaking to you, "above all things, I want you to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers." And your soul, that's your mind. As a man thinks in his heart, so he is he. So we want you to just get rid of the stinking thinking, as Zig Ziglar used to say, get a checkup from the neck up and begin to think the way God thinks about finances and be blessed so that you can be a blessing to others.
So it's a no-brainer. Honestly, free meeting with Jim. Not going to cost you anything the first time you meet with him. So there's really no reason to get a hold of him. Go to epswealthmanagement.com or iloveeps.com and set up your free appointment with Jim. Do it today. Don't wait, because we don't know what inflation will look like tomorrow. So call him today.
And we'll talk about inflation and all those things that are on your mind. We'll talk about them. I'm happy to answer questions on them and give you my ideas for how to handle them. Maybe not the best ideas out there. A lot of people with good ideas, but there's ways that you can deal with inflation. Very honestly, just know it's going to be there. Know you're not going to control it. So if you can't control it, let's prepare for it.
Well, thank you, Jim, for being on our program today. Appreciate you.
Okay, great, Amber. I know that we're running out of time here. So thank you for inviting. It's always a pleasure. I love that you think about people. You are really aware of what's going on in the world today. And you have a great concern about helping people be prepared to meet those things that are going on. God bless you.
Thank you.
Hey, so when you are a guest at the Amber Mae's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, this sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows. And you get the MyPillow mattress topper. And then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Anna Mae Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it. I just let the adults have the luxury. So the adults get to use the MyPillow and they're phenomenal. And right now there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towels. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Amber Mae does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, the MyPillow slippers. I live luxury and I don't have to pay the luxury price because MyPillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off, and you can live luxurious as well.
Thank you for joining us today on the Amber Mae Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at the Amber Mae Show, True Social Amber Mae, Frank Socially Amber Mae, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on the Amber Mae Show.